This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, February 2nd. It will be mostly cloudy with periods of rain today. The high will be 68. The rain will continue tonight with a chance of a thunderstorm and the low dropping to 56. Over the weekend, it will be mostly cloudy and a high of 67 on Saturday. Sunday will be cooler with a mix of sun and clouds. The high will be 60. Overnight lows will be in the mid-40s on both days over the weekend. Here are today's headlines. Dallas City Council members received a staff briefing this week on ways the city could increase the supply of affordable homes. That briefing came after 2.5 hours of public comment and hours of discussion on the bond election. The potential zoning reforms could make it easier for developers to build homes by reducing minimum lot sizes and allowing multiplexes in single-family neighborhoods. But council members reminded residents that no actionable proposal is on the table. The City Plan Commission, which makes recommendations to council on planning and zoning matters, would discuss a proposal to modify regulations before a Dallas City Council vote. The city's Housing and Homelessness Solutions Committee was divided when it discussed reforms at a December meeting, where dozens of residents opposed and supported the reforms. The briefings from staff follow a November 5-signature memo from Dallas City Council member Chad West, asking the city to explain the process and describe potential effects of amending the development and building codes. At the meeting on Wednesday, West said he hoped the discussion would be a good opportunity to explore these options. He asked for the zoning reform discussion to move to the City Plan Commission for further development before returning to the full council. City staff shared several options to change the code, including adding accessory dwelling units or homes often built in backyards and allowing infill development of context-sensitive multiplexes in single-family neighborhoods. Matt Hinterlong, a Dallas-based residential developer, said the reforms on the table are the best no-cost solutions to increasing much-needed development. Homeowners say their strongest opposition is directed toward by-right development, which allows developers to build housing without a public zoning hearing as long as the housing follows the code. Up next, a new report from the ACLU of Texas is out and states that children of color and LGBTQ students could face discrimination in Texas schools as some dress codes draw upon outdated gender norms or prohibit hairstyles associated with race. The organization researched nearly 1,200 public and charter school dress codes, mostly from last school year. Their analysis comes as some local school boards also established new policies around what bathrooms transgender students can use, as well as stating their district will not require or encourage the use of pronouns that do not align with a student's sex, as listed on their birth certificate. The ACLU report raises questions about how dress code enforcement could contribute to discrimination against children based on gender, race, religion, socioeconomic status, or disability. The organization's analysis highlights issues playing out in a Houston-area school district, Barbers Hill, which continues to punish a black student with long hair. School officials say the teenager, who wears his hair in neatly tied and twisted locks on top of his head, is violating a district dress code that limits hair length for boys. The case heads toward a February 22nd trial in a lawsuit filed by the district regarding whether its dress code restrictions violate the Crown Act. The new Texas law, which took effect in September, prohibits race-based hair discrimination and bars employers and schools from penalizing people because of hair texture or protective hairstyles, including afros, braids, locks, twists, or bantu knots. And American Airlines is launching new flights out of DFW International Airport this year to Brisbane, Australia. Beginning in October, American's flights to Brisbane will start, and the carrier is also adding flights to Veracruz, Mexico in June. On October 27th, American will add flights from DFW to Rio de Janeiro and Kona, Hawaii. Tickets will be available to buy beginning February 5th, and American has partnered with Qantas for the new routes. The partnership connects American's passengers to over 200 destinations across the U.S. and almost 70 destinations across Australia, New Zealand, and the South. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday morning with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.